Good evening and Merry Christmas. My sermon title, well, it disappeared. Does Jesus celebrate Christmas? Yeah, like, does he sing, "Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy"? I can't go that high. "Happy birthday, dear Jesus, happy birthday to me." Does he? No? You don't celebrate your birthdays? How many of you do not celebrate your birthdays? One person, man, I love my birthdays, especially when people are giving me presents. I really want to celebrate my birthdays. Yeah, if we celebrate birthdays, which we all of us do, you're not lying to me that you don't celebrate. But when we do, why not the Lord Jesus? This is his birthday, right? So he may not have candles, he may not have cake, he may not have gifts and presents, but he will probably have a whole bunch of audience. Even when he was born on earth, he had a whole bunch of angels show up and say, "Hey, hey, hey, party! There's a baby born in Jerusalem." I'm going to tell you today two great reasons why the Lord Jesus celebrates his birthday. Much different than why you and I celebrate. You and I celebrate our birthdays because we are born. But the Lord Jesus celebrates the birthday, even to this day, I think, for a completely two different reasons. Of course, he's celebrating his birthday. But in the first sermon, which is in this hour, you will get to hear why he celebrates for one reason. And I tricked you guys. The second reason, if you really, really want to know, you have to tune in online and to find out. Or you may just have to bribe, like, Pastor Jim to stay longer, or just somehow find it so that he can get part two of the sermon. To answer the first question, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Matt. Not this Matt, but it's a little worm. His name is Matt. Actually, I call him Meta. Okay? Now, this little worm is green in color. I was trying to find one in the neighborhood, but I couldn't find one. Meta is a little green worm. And he eats and eats and eats and eats and eats. And then eventually, he gets into something called a cocoon. And when he gets into the cocoon, he goes to this long sleep, and he goes through what's called morphosis. And my friend Meta goes through morphosis, and he becomes a butterfly. Have you all seen a metamorphosized butterfly? Have you seen on television for the young people? You guys need to, when you go home, Google and see how my friend Mr. Meta morphosizes and becomes a beautiful butterfly. Now, I think the Lord left that particular example in creation so that we can understand what goes through or what went through the Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. Now, you and I are born as humans. But imagine that you and I could one day, all of you have pets or had pets, one day we can go through a transformation. We had a dog, and we had several dogs, but I'm going to talk about Maddie, a dog that always got scared the minute I said, "Maddie." And I loved doing that to her. "Maddie!" And she would shake and pee on the floor. Imagine for a day you could be like your pet. Yeah? You are human, fully human, all of us. But then one day you could become fully like Maddie, a little doggy. Have a tail, wag the tail, eat dog food. I don't know if I want to do that. And there's a whole bunch of things the dogs do that I don't think I want to do. But you can sleep all through the day and have all the fun, and nobody scolds you. Well, maybe somebody did. Imagine for a day that he can change. That's what happened to the Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. We have that in that passage, Philippians 2, 6 and 7. It's a very complex passage, but it's a poem. But I want to kind of unpack that poem to show something. It says, he was in the morphe. Remember, my friend, metamorphosis? He was in the form, morphe, of God. And he could have always remained in the morphe of God, in the form of God. Remember the my little green friend and versus the butterfly? He could have always remained in the form of God. Now we see him twice in the New Testament in the form of God. One is in a place called Transfiguration, which again is a morphosis, right? Jesus and his disciples go up to this mountain, and when they get to the top of the mountain, his face becomes like sun, bright shining, and his garments become white as snow, and they glow like sun. And all of a sudden, Peter goes a bit crazy in his head, and he says, "Let's stay here. This is a fun place to be in," because the Lord Jesus is in his true morphe, true form, which is the form of God. John tells us he was with God, he was God, he was the Word that was with God in the beginning before the creation. But then he decided, like my little friend, Mr. Metta, decided to go through a morphosis. And in the case of Metta, he becomes metamorphosized into a butterfly. The Lord goes the other direction. He goes from being in the form of God, and he becomes the form of a slave. You and me, he becomes like the doggy, Maddie. Now, more than that, we are human. We are created in his image, and he becomes like human. Now, when we say Christmas Day, the Lord Jesus is born, there's a couple of songs that we sing that always makes me laugh. One is, "No crying he makes." Do you guys believe that song? No? Good job. It is not true. If he is a baby, like every baby that I have seen, he would have cried. That's the only way he would have gotten his milk. You think he had a dirty diaper or it evaporated? Yeah, wouldn't that be nice, India? No diapers to change. Yeah, no stinky smell out of that little fellow. None of that is true when he became the human form, just like you and me. He became a tired person, one who sleeps, one who gets hungry, one who gets angry, one who gets frustrated, one who sweats. Imagine the Lord, the Creator God, who had never sweated once, and he is doing this all the time. What is this thing that is coming out of my forehead? Now, the Lord God created us. He knows what human people are like, but not until Christmas Day he actually got to experience it. He was not only in the morphe of God, the form of God, he becomes the form of a human. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand and say that he only looked like human. That's not what it means, because it goes on to say, when he found himself in the form of man, he also found himself in the likeness of people, and he found himself in the schematics of people. All that it means is that he found himself not only looking like human, he also has flesh and bone like human, flesh and bones like human. He also has skin. He also has discomfort with the weather. He also gets tired. He also gets hungry. He knows what suffering is. He knows what pain is. And believe it or not, for the first time, first-handedly, he experiences what death is. He stands at the grave of his dear friend, Lazarus, and for the first time, he cries. And something comes out of his eyes, and he feels it and says, "How did this happen? I've heard about this. My creation has always cried, and I've treasured their tears, but I've never felt them myself." But now the Lord Jesus does. Does he get tired? In John 4, we are told after walking from Jerusalem to Sychar, maybe 5-6 kilometers, he gets tired, and so he sits down by a well and asks a lady at the well, "Would you please give me something to drink?" Because he is, for the first time, experiences what humanity is like. He created us. Yeah? Imagine you make a nice little nativity set. I heard we have lots of cookies in this shape of nativity set. Maybe if I preach about it, maybe I'll get a second box. Imagine you look at those nativity sets and all of a sudden you could become one of them. Yeah? Maybe scary with the cookies. Somebody may try to bite your head off or something like that. Yeah, all that the Lord Jesus only knew by terminology, by creation, for the first time, he gets to experience it in his real life. He was in the form of God, but he did not want to hold on to it, grab it, keep it to himself. Instead, he let that go so that he could become 100% human. He not only became in the appearance, in the form of a human, but he also became the likeness of human. He had the same emotions, same fears, same sufferings, same hardship, same temptations that you and I face. But he was victorious so that he could guide you and me. Now there's a mystery there. The writers of that passage, writer of that passage, Paul, leaves out two things. Just because he stopped being in the form of God and became the form of a human, he didn't stop being in the likeness of God. He can still hush the winds and they obey. He can still walk on the water, even though I've tried many times and failed. When I go to heaven, if the Lord permits, I have two requests for him. I want to taste what manna tasted like. Remember, that's the food they ate for 40 years. Some of you young people have not lived for 40 years. Imagine your mom or dad giving you every day the same food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what manna means? What's this? Yeah? So the next time your mom or dad gives you food, say, "Wow, manna." Now don't say that, you may get a slap, right? What do you mean you're saying, "What is this? I've cooked all day for you." No, manna doesn't mean something nice. They ate the same thing all 40 years. So when I go to heaven, I'm going to say, "Could I have a taste of manna?" The second thing I want to do is, "Could I walk on the water, please? I've tried many times and failed." But the Lord Jesus not only can walk on the water, he can also make Peter walk on the water. The Lord Jesus can also feed 5,000 plus people with 5 bread. Yeah? even though he became fully human like you and me, he did not stop being God. He only did not look like God all the time. Now that is an amazing thing for Mary. Imagine she gives birth to a baby. I was thinking, by the way, why do we think he was born at early in the morning? I don't remember seeing that in the Bible. He may have been born at 6 p.m. We don't know. But anyway, imagine he is born and Joseph says, Mary, we have a problem. Here's a baby that you just gave birth to. He already had a lot of problem because he was not the father. Jesus was born in divine Holy Spirit's work. Here we have a problem. This kid does not look like me, which is understandable. He doesn't look like you either. But we have a bigger problem. He is all shiny. He is like a sun. I can't even look at him. Imagine Mary having a baby that is so glorious, so shiny, so powerful that she can't even hold him. That's not how Jesus was. He was in the form of a slave, a baby that was helpless, needed Mary to feed him, Mary to change his diaper, Mary to bathe him, Mary to close your ears, discipline him. Matter of fact, it says, though he was son, he learned obedience from the things that he learned. Yeah? He was a 100% human. At the same time, my teacher used to say, when Mary was holding him in his hand, he was, as divine, holding the earth in which Mary was. That's a mystery none of us can understand. There isn't a good illustration at all. But it does teach us something very powerful. On Christmas Day, the Lord Jesus, who could have always remained only as God, becomes fully as human, like you and me, with flesh and blood, temptations, sufferings, hunger, tiredness, weariness, fear, mere human, at the same time also fully God. So does the Lord Jesus celebrate birthday? Yes, he does. Not because he is born. Yes, he is born, so he is also singing happy birthday to me. But he is also singing another song. Happy Transformation Day. Happy transformation to me. Happy morphosis to me. Happy, happy morphosis to me. Happy morphosis to me. That's his birthday / becoming a new additional person. Now he abides as fully God and fully man. And as we heard Jonathan recite, he would go to the cross, die and resurrect, so that he could be 100% like you and me, even in death. And in resurrection, he could give us the hope. If Jesus the human resurrected, you and I too can resurrect. If he died and took our sins and resurrected and lives for our righteousness, we too, when we come to the end of our life and die, will resurrect and be with him. We usually come to Christmas asking, well, what does that mean to me? What presents would I get? What treats will I get? How many days of leave will I get? Now, some of us are very spiritual. We want to talk about the salvation we get. But this Christmas, I want you to think about, what did the Lord Jesus receive on birthday? He received a gift that only he wanted it. And that is to be fully like you and me, so that he can identify with your and my suffering 100%. Now, the young people here, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever said to your mom and dad, don't answer me, have you ever said, but mom, you don't understand me? Or, dad, you don't understand me, right? Well, maybe none of you have said it, but I know Pastor Jim had said it. We are picking on each other today, right? We do have people say, but you don't understand me. When we say that to the Lord Jesus, he would say, oh yeah, I understand. I know what it is to physically hunger. I know what it is to have the mask on all the time. Well, he may have not had COVID, but he did know how people felt isolation. He ministered among the lepers who were cast away from the crowd. So he knows what it is to be lonely. He knows what it is to be sad. He knows what it is to feel disappointment. He knows what it is to be mocked by his friends, laughed at by his family members, criticized by his neighbors and friends. All of that are not theories to him. They are real to him. So he celebrates Christmas for a completely different reason. He celebrates Christmas to say, this is the day I understood my brothers and sisters. Now, if you have not understood any of what I said, and you do want to have eternal life with the Lord Jesus, please don't walk away without asking. We have men and women who know how to tell you very simple terms how you can also have eternal life with the Lord Jesus. So talk with one of us and find out how you can identify with the Lord Jesus who identified with you. Christmas is awesome because that's the day the Creator God chose to be like you and me so that he could sympathize with you and me. He removes our statement or our statement to him that says, you don't understand me. He says, I understand you perfectly. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we really are grateful what a risk you took in sending your son to be like us. But at the same time, we really are glad that he took that risk and became like us so that he can sympathize with us, he could grieve with us, he could understand us, and then eventually he could also atone for us and bring us eternal life, bring us resurrection. We really are grateful for that great sacrifice the Lord had made. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.